Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include New York, letter from Masangia, well received at Asian American Film Festival. Seminar on forced organ harvesting held in Washington, D.C. Young practitioners grow together at Minghui summer camps. The Art of Zhen Shan Ren exhibit held in Russian Resort Village. 610 Office in Changsha holds annual brainwashing session targeting Falun Gong practitioners. And Fremont, California, Falun Dafa workshop held due to popular demand. Now for the stories. New York, letter from Masangia well received at Asian American Film Festival. Letter from Masangia, a documentary on the brutality in China's forced labor camps, was screened at the Asian American International Film Festival on July 28th and was well received, with many in the audience saying it moved them deeply. Launched in 1978, the Asian American International Film Festival is the nation's first and longest-running festival of its kind. The 41st annual festival took place in New York City from July 25th to August 4th, 2018, and Letter from Masangia was screened at Village East Cinema. The story goes back to 2012 when Julie Keith, a woman in Oregon, found a handwritten letter hidden in a box of Halloween decorations that she had purchased at Kmart. She gave the letter to a local newspaper, and the story soon drew international media attention. Sun Yi, who wrote the letter, came forward several years later and talked about the letter and his experience as a prisoner of conscience in Masangia labor camp, explained the film's director, Leon Lee. For practicing Falun Gong, Sun was arrested and detained at Masangia labor camp in Liaoning province for 2.5 years. For about 2 years, he was tortured by one method after another, sometimes numerous tortures at once. He had written and hidden about 20 letters seeking help, and one of them was found and reported in Oregon. It took Lee a few years to get in touch with Sun, who was still living in China at that time. Through the internet, they collaborated on the making of the film. Mr. Lee said, "Sun is not a filming professional. In fact, he knew little about filming at first. But after we started talking, he had a strong will to tell his story and share it with the world. That was how the film was made." Even after learning how to film, Sun still faced many obstacles, since he was closely watched by Communist Party officials. Through his hard work, he overcame the difficulty and miracles occurred. He not only finished filming, but also successfully interviewed some detainees and even former guards from the labor camp. Through hand-drawn sketches, he also illustrated several tortures he had been subjected to in the labor camp. Letter from Masangia will be shown in theaters in the U.S. in early September. The film was screened at Hot Docs, North America's largest documentary festival, earlier this year, and was voted by the audience as one of the top 20 films out of 247 submissions. Seminar on forced organ harvesting held in Washington, D.C. Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting recently held a seminar on the importance of religious freedom and highlighted the issue of Falun Gong practitioners in China being slain for their organs. Falun Gong is a meditation practice and spiritual discipline persecuted by the communist regime in China since 1999. The seminar was held at the Cosmos Club on July 26, 2018, the last day of the U.S. State Department's first-ever Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom. Torsten Trey, MD and PhD, Executive Director of Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, said that since the start of the persecution in July 1999, the implementation of this forced organ harvesting amounts to a cold genocide. In this case, it is the intention of the Chinese Communist Party to eradicate Falun Gong. When the persecution started, the number of Falun Gong practitioners was estimated to be between 70 and 100 million. Jessica Russo, MD, a psychologist at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital in Philadelphia, further explained the concept of cold genocide as the wiping out of a certain group in a secretive way. She believes that the Chinese regime is trying to eradicate Falun Gong practitioners physically, mentally, and socially. The means of torture that are used are often invisible to the public, and the facts of the persecution have gradually been accepted and considered normal by the population in China. On the day of the seminar, the U.S. State Department issued a statement of concern on religious freedom in China. As representatives of the international community, we are deeply concerned about the significant restrictions on religious freedom in China and call on the Chinese government to respect the human rights of all individuals. Many members of religious minority groups in China, including Uyghurs, Hui, Kazakh Muslims, Tibetan Buddhists, Catholics, Protestants, and Falun Gong, face severe repression and discrimination because of their beliefs. These communities consistently report incidents in which the authorities allegedly torture, physically abuse, arbitrarily arrest, detain, sentence to prison, or harass adherents of both registered and unregistered religious groups for activities related to their religious beliefs and peaceful activities. Frank Wolf, former congressional representative from Virginia, specifically addressed forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners, saying, "Falun Gong practitioners are facing severe persecution, and there are actual reports of organ harvesting where they kill them and then take their organs to sell. Should we not be burdened today by the great injustice of religious persecution taking place around the world?" Young practitioners grow together at Minghui summer camps. Little Zhuo said after a three-day Minghui summer camp in Taipei, "I love the history stories from which I learn what promise means and why I need to cherish other people's work. I also like the Falun Gong documentaries. I learned about the persecution in China. I will tell my classmates about it." Minghui summer camps all over the world provide a stimulating environment for young Falun Gong practitioners to improve in their cultivation and learn traditional Chinese culture. This report covers summer camps held recently in Taipei, Taiwan, and Copenhagen, Denmark. The main theme of the Copenhagen summer camp this year was traditional Chinese dance, with supplemental activities including Chinese and English language skills, handicrafts, and learning about the traditional Chinese concept of yin and yang. Nearly 20 people from Denmark, Sweden, Norway, Finland, and Ireland, between the ages of 8 and 19, enjoyed the 2 weeks of activities. The children learned the basic styles of traditional Chinese dance and the spirit behind this ancient art form. They also got a thorough introduction to traditional Chinese music and Chinese calligraphy. Ms. Jin, the organizer of the camp, said, "We hope that the young practitioners will improve in art, language, speech, and behavior through this camp. The most important goal, of course, is the improvement of their cultivation and morality." The three-day Minghui summer camp in Taipei hosted 45 children from kindergarten through sixth grade. Besides reading the Falun Gong books and doing the exercises, activities included reading historical stories, watching plays, learning Chinese calligraphy, and watching Falun Gong documentaries. For many young practitioners, one of the most important things that they learned at the camp was to look inward for one's own faults during conflicts. The camp organizer said, "Our goal is not only to let young children see the beauty of Falun Gong, but also to teach them the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. In this setting, they can remind each other to follow a higher moral standard." One of the instructors was touched by the spirit of the kids, saying, "Most of the kids tried their best to do the sitting meditation, although some of them do not fully understand why we do it. A 5-year-old often asked me to hold him and playfully jumped on me. But when the exercise music started, he was able to sit there quietly for 15 minutes. Young Yishin said, "Many people think young kids are naughty, but in fact they are pure. In this environment, you see that they are all able to measure their speech and behavior against truthfulness, compassion, forbearance." The Art of Jianshan Ren exhibit held in Russian Resort Village. The Art of Jianshan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, International Exhibition debuted in Arshan on July 16th. Arshan is a small resort village in the Republic of Buryatia, Russian Federation. Over 1,500 people visited the exhibition during its first week. The exhibition depicts the inner world of Falun Dafa cultivation practice and the uncompromising spirit of the many Dafa practitioners who, with great compassion, are raising public awareness amidst the persecution in China. One couple wrote in the guest book, "Falun Dafa cultivation inspires the deepest respect and contemplation of the meaning of life. Thank you, organizers." A guest wrote, "Many pieces are impressive. They teach spirituality and purity of the mind. It is educational." Another visitor wrote, "Thank you to the organizers for allowing us to open a new door and present us an opportunity to rethink about our soul." A member of a group of visitors commented, "No, the world is not perfect, but it will improve when we are on the path of spirituality and improve ourselves. We face challenges to our beliefs every day. No matter how difficult the path is, victory is ours. Although we are far away from each other, we are together spiritually. Overcome it step by step." This was not the first time that some visitors had viewed the exhibit. One group said that they had viewed the exhibition 2 years ago and still had the origami lotus flowers bearing the words "truthfulness, compassion, forbearance" that they received at that event. A family who visited the exhibition wrote in the guest book, "This art exhibition touched our hearts. Such an exhibition is very necessary in this time, especially for the next generation." Six-Tan Office in Changsha holds annual brainwashing session targeting Falun Gong practitioners. The Six-Tan Office in Changsha City held its annual brainwashing session targeting Falun Gong practitioners on June 26, 2018. This is the eighth consecutive brainwashing session held since Director Hu Yajun took office in 2011. Confidential sources report that 5 female practitioners were taken to the center and subjected to brainwashing. The number of male practitioners detained there is being confirmed. Several of the practitioners had been released by July 17th. It is not known whether other practitioners are still detained at the brainwashing center. The Changsha Brainwashing Center, also known as the Changsha Legal Education Center to the public, is located in the Lao Daohe prison. All Falun Gong practitioners detained there are kept in separate rooms on the third floor of the building and not allowed to leave their rooms. The entrance to the third floor has a security door, which is locked at all times. The windows in each room are fitted with security bars. Brainwashing center authorities deny family visitation or any communication with practitioners' families. 2 guards monitor each practitioner around the clock. They record everything the practitioners do every day and prohibit them from doing the Falun Gong exercises or talking to other people. The main purpose of the brainwashing sessions is to force Falun Gong practitioners to renounce their belief and turn against the practice. The guards and the 610 office staff force the practitioners to watch brainwashing videos every day, including videos defaming and demonizing Falun Gong, as well as those promoting other Qigong practices and Buddhism. Additionally, so-called brainwashing experts hold individual sessions with each practitioner and draft individual brainwashing plans. Many practitioners who have been detained there recount that the complete isolation in small rooms, as well as intensive brainwashing and mental pressure, is suffocating and extremely depressing. Some exhibited symptoms of mental instability upon their release. Fremont, California. Falun Dafa workshop held due to popular demand. About 40 people attended the Falun Dafa workshop on July 31st at a public library in Fremont, California. After a Falun Dafa workshop held in early July, many more people asked about how they could learn the exercises, and thus this session was added to accommodate them. Hillary, one of the participants, said, "It was easy to learn and helped me feel relaxed." Having heard about the suppression in China from news several years ago, she said she couldn't understand why anyone would persecute such a peaceful practice. She added, "Falun Dafa helps people and has outstanding health benefits. The persecution is totally wrong." Fargov from India said she could enter deep tranquility when meditating during the workshop. "I felt energy fill my body," she said. When she first arrived at the class, she said she felt drowsy. After doing the Falun Dafa exercises, she noticed a dramatic change. "Now I feel relaxed and energized," she said. Her friend, Aidita, felt the same, saying, "My body was stiff and the meditation rejuvenated me. I feel so good." Mr. Ren, who came to the U.S. from China recently, found Falun Dafa very easy to learn. Following the exercise video, he learned the movements quickly. The news he read in the U.S., along with the workshop, gave him a new perspective on Falun Dafa. He said, "What the Communist Party portrayed in its propaganda is not true. The news in China is defamatory lies." He decided to take a stance against the regime's persecution by renouncing his memberships in the Communist Party organizations required of youth in China. Ms. Li, also originally from China, came to the workshop very early and said she was glad to find that it was free of charge. She said, "Even back in China, I knew that many people were practicing Falun Dafa in secret, and I did not believe the Communist Party propaganda." She said the exercises helped her to feel calm and that she plans to continue. Because of the positive feedback, practitioners are planning to hold a 9-day video lecture session showing the original lectures by the founder, Mr. Li Hongzhi, on the spiritual philosophy of the practice. More than 10 people signed up for the 9-day lecture session during the workshop. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.